Blessed morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Monday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are continuing in Isaiah. We're in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 17. And in this chapter, we begin a new section addressing the people of Judah in exile in Babylon, crushed and hopeless. Isaiah proclaims that God will set the people free and bring them home to Jerusalem to begin a new life. In today's reading, the prophet speaks words of hope, comfort, and encouragement. And God's guiding word for us as we begin this week is hope. So let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Comfort my people, says our God, comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them they have suffered long enough and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain and the rough country will be made smooth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. Well, what message shall I proclaim, I ask? Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wildflowers. The grass withers and the flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind blowing over them. People are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice. Zion, announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the ocean by handfuls or measure the sky with his hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does the Lord consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals in the forest of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God. And its trees are too few to kindle the fire. The nations are nothing at all to him. And the key verse for us today is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, where Isaiah says, yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Now, it's interesting that Isaiah starts out this chapter by saying that the Jews have suffered long enough and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. And so as we have been studying, especially in the midweek service, that the people were punished and taken into this Babylonian exile because of the fact that they had disobeyed God, had not observed the seventh year sabbatical for the land, and had just, instead of letting the land lie fallow for the seventh year, they farmed it, and they thought they were getting away with something, but God was keeping track. And this whole captivity that they are enduring lasts exactly as long as the number of years they have stolen from God. And so that's why God is telling them their sins are now forgiven. I've punished them in full for all their sins, is because now he has taken back the years that they have stolen from him, and now it's time for them to go back and regain the promised land. And all of our sufferings, all of our trials cannot atone for our sins. It's only through the shedding of blood. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sins. And so God's people were not forgiven of their sins because of their hard work and the trials they had gone through. They were forgiven for their sins because the penalty for their sins had been paid back in full. But praise God that he has given us our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you rule with power and might. And like a shepherd, you care for your people, offering comfort and hope. You are faithful, and your words endure forever. I thank and praise you for the good news of your steadfast love and care. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be reading Isaiah chapter 40, verses 18 through 31, which is a hymn celebrating God's incomparable God. Until tomorrow then, beloved, be blessed with every great blessing is my prayer for you.